This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I really do want you to be part of the conversation. You need to be, what the heck is that? You need to be part of the conversation. And again, there's so much going on. I can't keep up with it all myself. I really can't. I appreciate you guys have sent me stories more than you know. Then I don't have to go looking for them. That makes my life a heck of a lot easier. But I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat. Look, hit up the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll there. But give me your email address. I send out not a newsletter, but you know, just letting you know, once a week, I send out an email to let you know who's going to be on the show, the kind of topics we're going to be discussing, that kind of thing. And it's a little reminder. So if you put your email address in there, I don't send junk. I don't send you one every day or every other day or every 12 days. I mean, seriously. So get involved and get engaged. Help keep the show rolling forward. You want to become a partner? Head up to the website. There's a button on the right-hand side called Patreon, and it helps you become a partner, part of the team, part of the group. And I so much do appreciate those of you that have already signed up, and it helps. Every little bit really does help, because as you know, Facebook is still doing even worse now, not just with us, with other people. Shutting down some of our friends' pages. You can't get to them anymore. Twitter's doing the same thing. They are shutting down. I think somebody said that they shut down close to 17 million pages total. Or what are they? Yeah, I guess they're pages.
I thought it was like a million a day, is what you said.
Yeah, at one point it was a million a day. So I don't know how many. I don't know how many that ended up being in total. But they're not stopping anytime soon, because if they think they're fake pages or hate-filled pages, they're moving them along. They're not allowing you to have them or have access to them. And it's only on conservatives. It's not on everybody. It truly is mostly on conservatives. So if you're not for it, and it irritates the crud out of you like it does me, then help us out. All of us, not just me, but help us out. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Did I do the pastor story last night? The one, a pastor came under fire for out-of-town agitators over a devotional message he delivered to a football player? No? We'll do that in a little bit. That's a good one. It's a very good one. But I want to at least do what I said I was going to do on the on the email we sent out. Anyway, look, again, I'm confused. I'm confused because I keep being... I'm not the smartest guy in the room usually, all right? And I'm confused because I keep being... I'm told around every corner that Trump hates women. And he wants nothing to do with them. He just can't stand them. Which, by his actions, real actions, don't call that out at all. He's been a supporter of women forever. And not in the nasty way some of you are thinking about it. I mean, if you want to get down to that kind of thinking, let's spend 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 hours on Billy Bob Clinton. Let's talk about his escapades and some of his best friends. But if he hated women so much, and again, just look at the jobs reports. Look at who's benefiting from these jobs reports. It ain't old white guys. The recent jobs report shows that women are leading in growing the labor force. Seriously. The Bureau of Labor Statistics, not Joe's counting service, but the Bureau of Labor Statistics, it released the national job statistics for last month, providing an updated picture of the health of the labor market. Now, the strong jobs report for May and June, the job numbers continued. Write this down, because your friends on the left love to make fun of this. Right? The numbers, the longest-running jobs expansion in U.S. history, adding 213,000 jobs. Meanwhile, the additional data also, it allowed the employment estimates for March and April to be revised upward by a combined 37,000 jobs, okay? Now, if you look deeper into these numbers, which is what you should do, now you don't have to do it, I'll do it, but others do it as well. When you take a deeper look into these numbers, the growth, a good part of this growth is due to women joining the labor market. That's the women that are 20 years old and over. Now, they increased their labor force participation by 646,000. Now, this should scare you to no end. While men 20 years and over only saw 120,000 decrease. So the women's labor force is growing, the men's labor force is shrinking. And you know why? Because have you seen some of these young kids that refuse to work? They're going to make $1 million playing a video game. They're going to make $1 million designing some video game. Not that they won't, some of them. But that is really scary. And don't give me this equality thing. Well, it's about time women take their rightful place. Some of what we're talking about here. Where are the young men taking up jobs? Where are the young men working? When you think about it, the growth in the women's labor force is a significant departure from a trend that's been going on for a long time. When we come back, we'll talk about the teenage labor force participation. And I got a lot more good stuff I want to get to. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay Heating Pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. Thomas, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Come on, everybody together. 732. What is that? 855-732-5563. Hey, you want to make it easy on yourself? Seriously. If you got an Apple, you know, an iPhone, or Android, head up to our website or head up to the, what is it, Play? Android Play? Google Play? Help me out here, will you?
It's the Google Play Store.
Google Play Store and Apple Apps or Apple Store or whatever it is, anyway. You know how to get there if you own one of these darn phones. And just go ahead and get the app. Because the app will allow you to do a number of things. One is, look, I am sorry for the advertisements on the app, but not really. It helps me pay for it, the app, because you'll notice the app is so much different than some of the other ones you see. We had it custom made for us. Because what it'll do for you is it'll let you know when the show starts, if you wanted to. You can look at the stories that we post. You can check the older podcasts. I mean, you can pretty much do anything you do and more on the website, which includes sending messages during the show, being part of what's that thing called? The chat room. Or you can email and or call me right from the phone. It's really that simple. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. We're talking about how women have added a majority of the numbers to the labor numbers. People going back to work, there are more women in the workforce now or entering the workforce than there are men at a young age. So what is wrong with that? Young male teenagers? Are pumping gas too good for them now? I guess they don't do that anymore, do they? Nobody does that. Growth in teenage labor force participation reflected the disproportionate trend toward women joining labor force. Now, women account for almost 75% of the total 74,000 job increase in the labor force. It appeared that the surge in women's labor force participation is comparable with the disparity in women's college graduate rates. Last month, Mark Perry of the American Enterprise Institute, he brought attention to the U.S. Department of Education data. Now, it shows that women will receive 663 more college degrees than men. Now, that's it for 2018 alone. It's possible that the surge in women's labor force participation reflects the effect of May's college graduations. So if there's more women going to college, more women graduating, more women getting degrees, then there's more women entering the workforce. What are the boys doing? Now, seriously. I'm really curious as to what they're doing. How are you pushing through? What do you have them doing? In May or June of every year, you know, they're adjusting these numbers on a regular basis. Remember, if you guys, some of you old-time listeners will remember under Obama, I used to go back and check them out about every 2 months because they would adjust his numbers, adjusted down on a regular basis, but you'd never hear about it. Right? All you ever heard about was how it was Bush's fault that the numbers were so low. So you get these people coming out of these colleges, you're having bachelor degrees and probably degrees they can't much use anyhow. Degrees in gaming. And they can't use them. Where women go to school first, let's just say it like it is. Most of the time they're brighter than we are. Right? They're a little smarter, they're a little more mature. Now, in light of the unemployment increase, it is a little surprising that unemployment rose by 0.2%, which brought it to 4%. But we're still at one of the the lowest rates of unemployment in decades, right? I mean, think about this: the May, the June job numbers, the way the market is expanding, jobs are expanding. It's the longest running jobs expansion in the country's history. Not under Obama, not under Bush, not under any one of those presidential presidents. Under the businessman. Under the guy that doesn't know how to use the right words, but still gets the job done. So, you know, they make fun of me on the school board. Not normal people. But the ones that are looking for something wrong, they're looking for hate. They will make fun of the fact that I don't say things the right way. I don't spell properly. But, you know, when you're going down for that third time, and I'm reaching down to grab you, if I use the wrong sentence, you're going to not let me save your life? What do you think? Do I really need to know how to spell to get my point across to someone when I'm trying to save money, save taxpayer dollars? No. I just need to be able to get my point across. The increase is primarily driven by the rising labor force participation. 600,000 new workers, which more than counteracts the slight shrinkage the labor force saw over the last few months. The growth implies that there's a group of new workers showing, and they're all predominantly women. Right? They are now looking and pushing for work. And despite that minor uptick in unemployment, The May jobs openings data show that for the first time ever, there were actually more jobs available than workers. Yes, listen, are you hearing that? For the first time ever since we've been tracking jobs, there were more jobs available. Why can't the left can't find these numbers, can they? There were more jobs available than workers actively seeking unemployment. I'm sorry, seeking employment. First time in history. Right, this may have been motivated, right, by the reemergence of workers who had previously left the labor market. A lot of these people were coming back. Over 200, they can document that well over 200,000 people came back into the workforce after giving up. Remember what I was telling you about unemployment back when it was really bad? I kept saying, look, people are jumping from unemployment to disability. Because disability is fairly easy to get. When your unemployment's running out, you still want to put food on the table. So you saw those numbers going up like crazy on disability. Nobody wanted to admit under Obama that that's what was happening. Anyway, so this is not a bad thing. Right? This is a good thing. And we'll put the whole article up on the website later on. But when you look at this, you know, wages have not staggered now. Now they're starting to rise as well. Right? People are getting benefits. They just have to pay for them. That doesn't mean they're losing them. It just means they have to pay for them. God forbid. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do so much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, go heat up your coffee. Come on back. A lot more good stuff after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Big NATO meeting is coming up quickly, And President Trump's face-to-face session next week with Vladimir Putin is of some concern on Capitol Hill. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell doesn't seem to have any problems with the president meeting one-on-one with the Russian president.
I won't give him any advice about how that meeting should be conducted or who else should be in the room.
Top Senate Democrat Charles Schumer worries about the president meeting alone with Putin, calling the Russian leader very clever.
I am very much afraid what he would give away without any advisors to keep him in check.
Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker warns Putin is not a friend to democracy, capitalism, or efforts to fight corruption. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's right. I don't have anything if you're not listening, right? So I appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. It's really being part of the conversation. I do very much appreciate what you guys add to the conversation. Y'all add something. Boy, I picked that up in 2 days, huh? Y'all? You all add something. Knock it off. Really? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. So the Mexico's new president sounds a lot like Trump on border security. Have you caught that? Have you listened to him? Did you figure that one out? Or do you care? American progressives are in danger. Their own heads are going to explode here. Seriously, you got to watch these guys go nuts. You haven't heard much about what this guy had to say. Right? They're ignoring all the news coming out of Mexico right now. I mean, this guy's talking about border police, actually creating a border police department. Mexico's leftist president-elect seems to understand the importance of secure borders, disappointing his leftist counterparts in the United States. They were hoping he'd be pushing for open borders. They were hoping he'd be pushing people through the borders. President-elect Andrés Manuel López Obrador is planning his own border police force to stop undocumented immigrants, drugs, and guns from crossing into the country from Central America. His future chief of public security said that he picked... Oh, come on. His name is López Obrador, Alfonso Durazo, as part of his new team in putting this new force together. So let me see if I get this right. We shouldn't keep people from coming into our country illegally over the border. It's just so nasty. Yeah, Mexico's going to put a whole police force together. Right? And their whole effort, their whole push is going to keep Central Americans from coming up into Mexico. Come on, let that sink in for a second. So it's okay for them to stop. Will they stop the ones that are coming up that want to stay on a train to go all the way to America? To the U.S.? The police corps will be sizable, he said. They'll be deployed to Mexico's northern border as well. Now, he declined to offer more specifics as to the details. He says, we're going to create a border police force that will be highly specialized, Serrazzo said in an interview. They need to apply the law, including stopping undocumented migrants and human traffickers from crossing into Mexico. Right? He says, it often takes place through corrupt officials. Now, this guy's supposed to be clean. I don't know. I mean, really, how many Mexican officials have we heard over the years that actually were clean? Now, if you listen to what he says, he almost sounds like a mini Trump. Right? I mean, and you, some of the Americans hearing this, some of the ones that have been peddling the notion that Trump hates Hispanics. So what is this guy? Does this guy now hate South Americans? I'm just asking. I mean, I'm curious. If he's not willing to let the South Americans trying to get to Mexico to evade and to avoid, you know, their crime-ridden cities, well, who's the inhumane one? I'm just trying to understand. Trump did congratulate Lopez via Twitter late July 1st, saying that he looked very much forward to working with him. The next day, Lopez said that he had a respectful phone call with Trump and said his team was conscious of the need to maintain good relations with the United States. Now, that can be, you know, you can throw that away as like boilerplate politeness, like these guys have to be nice to each other. I mean, heck, he's the president of the border just south of us. I don't think Trump should come out swinging at him, but I think we should get together and talk about what their expectations are of each other. But I think just based on the initial conversation this guy's had, the initial conversations he's had with press and others, they may be closer on the same page than the left and others might want to admit to. Trump apparently feels some kind of connection for Lopez. He's known as AMLO. He won an overwhelming victory in the Mexican's July 1st presidential election. He said the U.S. president sees some of his renegade self in AMLO, says one writer. Now, Feinstein was senior director for Western Hemisphere Affairs of National Security Council during Obama administration. This was the one who Mark Feinstein is one who wrote an article in the American Quarterly about this. You know, now, you want to talk about leaking? There's a leak out there that says that he's calling the new Mexican president Juan Trump. I mean, seriously? First of all, who cares? This is what I'm saying. There's nothing that guy's going to do. I mean, I'm sure eventually we're going to hear about how much toilet paper he uses because of how bad that is, you know. How bad it is for the ecosystem, you know? And everybody else gets half the number of toilet paper. Just, I mean, think about it. It's just the things they report on is so stupid. Rand Paul is having a little heartburn here. Maybe some of you might want to join him. He said the stunning sexual tendency of quails on cocaine may just be...
Stop it.
No, I'm serious.
It's the onion, right?
Is maybe a waste of government spending. What do you think, right? You can learn a lot from studying birds, and every year the government-funded research does just that. But it's one study in particular that Senator Rand Paul has been rallying against for years. $356,000 was spent of your money studying whether or not Japanese quail are more sexually promiscuous on cocaine. With the, I think last year they did vodka, and the year before that they did dope. I don't know. What do they do? What do they give a little cocaine? they set up like a little sleazy 70s style living room and let the...
When you need them.
What?
Where's PETA when you need it? They're freaking drug addicts.
I mean, seriously. Right? Put the quail. Put some lounge lizard music on there. You know, give them some cocaine and see what happens. Is that what they're doing? I'm just curious. According to scientists, the effect of drugs like cocaine have similar brain effects in quails as in humans. The study looked at the behavior patterns while on drugs. Well, hey, they also say we're like the direct... descendants or cousins to the ape, why not give the apes the cocaine and see what happens? They say repeated exposure to cocaine during sexual activity may increase sexual motivation, which may in turn lead to high-risk sexual activities. You're paying for this. Oh, it's a conclusion Senator Paul calls predictable. Common sense would have told us, one, that cocaine is probably not good for you, and that cocaine might make you do things that you normally wouldn't do. I'll tell you what I'll do. If we can find out who paid for this, I mean, the department this came out of, let's give them a call. Tell them for $100,000, I'll do it for $100,000.
No, you won't.
Right? I mean, seriously. Well, you get to have cocaine legally, which is good. Now, according to the website, NIH is the largest public funder of biomedical research in the world, and its mission is to enhance health, lengthen life, and reduce illness. Senator Paul Ellis on Capitol Hill, who complained the government wastes taxpayer money and in turn has them borrow from countries like China. This is what I'm talking about. Who comes up with these? But listen, there's a loon there that comes up with these. They sign off on this stuff in the budget. This is nothing new. Do you know what I mean by that? This is not something that somebody said, oh my God, who approved this? What I would do is I would spin around and go, you guys approved this. Oh, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, don't go far, because we're going to talk about Illinois forcing its taxpayers to fund abortions. We were told this would never be done. Why would I have to pay for your abortion? I don't get it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of Nutramedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing Nutramed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
Happy music again. I'm Joe Machini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Thank you so much for being with me. And I realize there's a whole bunch of other shows that you could be watching and listening to and being part of and all that fun stuff. And you've chosen this one, and I very much appreciate it. I really do. And, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. I'm not sure. There's a lot that you can do up there, and I do. And again, I honestly do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I know there's other things you could be doing with your life other than listening to me. Okay, that simple. Anyway, we were talking about we hear over and over and over and over and over again with this argument on abortion. You know, people don't want to be paid. They don't want their taxes paying for things they don't want. And again, you talk about the real fascists. I don't want my tax money going, to the morning after pill. There's a lot of things I don't want my tax dollars going to, but I guess I don't have any say in the matter. And now you've got... And we're always told that there's no tax money that goes for abortion, which is a line of stuff. and you know it. We all know it. So Illinois forces taxpayers to fund more abortions. It costs about, for them to do an abortion, it's almost $1,400 per child. $1,400. Now, there's more unborn babies, abortion deaths are being paid for by Illinois tax dollars this year after the state passed a new pro-abortion law. Now, it did it back in 2017, but now is when it's really starting to hit. You should really start to see stuff happen. The Illinois News Network reported that the State Department of Health and Family Services reported that state taxpayers paid for nearly four times as many abortions in half of 2000. Get these numbers right. Coming into half a year for 2018, the first 6 months of 2018, they paid for four times the abortions than they did in the whole year of 2017. And why do you think that is? Because the people getting pregnant use abortions as birth control, right? And if you don't have to pay for it, what's the big whoop? The law signed in September by pro-abortion Republican Governor Bruce Rauner. He forces taxpayers to pay for elective abortions. How can you call him a Republican? Right? I mean, just take the abortion part out. You're forcing people to pay tax money for procedures they don't want to pay for. And they shouldn't have to. You can't tell me that every one of those abortions were because the life of the mother was in jeopardy, right? Anyway, it forces taxpayers to pay for elective abortions, there you go, for Medicaid patients and state employees in Illinois. Now, previously, tax dollars paid for abortions only in very limited circumstances. So the law and this quote-unquote Republican governor opened it up to pretty much anybody, anytime, anyway. The law also keeps abortions on demand up to a birth legal. Are you hearing this? Are you sick yet? The law keeps abortion on demand up to birth legal. The land of Lincoln, right? It's now known as the land of Lincoln, the safe haven for women seeking abortions for any reason. Illinois' Right to Life, which predicted the law would increase abortions, lamented that the prediction is now coming true. This is a tragic result of the bill that Governor Rauner signed. And it went into effect earlier this year, forcing Illinois taxpayers to pay for those abortions. Right? All the way up to 9 months of pregnancy. Think about this. Have you ever held a premature baby? Any of you? 2 weeks premature. Think about what they're saying. 2 weeks premature. And they can still take the life of that baby. And they're expecting the abortions to go up. See, you have no reason to take precautions. You have no reason to be careful. You have no reason for any of that. Right? I mean, if you don't have to pay for it, who cares? And the average abortion in Illinois, as I said, $1,358. Isn't that cool? I mean, think about it. That's great, isn't it? And if you don't have to pay for them, the more the merrier. They just don't care. They don't care about the life. I don't know any way to put it. They just don't care about the life. Are the Illinois residents that whacked? Do they not believe it's a life at 9 months? I wonder if they even know. The local news is also reporting. The number of abortion reimbursement requests Illinois News Network obtained through an open records request. The Department of Health and Family Services showed 84 abortions from January to June. The same time period this year were 314. So they're making their money, aren't they? Think about that. 84 abortions From January to June of 2017, 314 abortions after this law went into effect from January to June of 2018. That's a 274% increase, right? And the ones on the left will say, see that? There were so many more moms that got relief. First of all, don't call them a mom. You can't kill a baby at 9 months and really be called a mom. Or unless you're going to tell me it's not a baby at 9 months. Where it has a mind, it can function, it has fingers, it has feelings, it has a heartbeat. State Rep. Peter Breen, who opposed taxpayer-funded abortion, said the state's law, he's challenging in court. By the time this program gets ramped up, these numbers are going to be 10 times what they are today. I agree with him. I think he's right. According to data, Illinois taxpayers have been charged $426,000 for the 314 abortions so far in 2018. Think about that. 300 lives were snuffed out, over 300. And you Illinois taxpayers are paying for it. Thank you. I'm sure they really appreciate that. You know, I don't get it. In today's world with science and everything else, with what you see on your screen, with what you see through the, what are they, sonograms, right? And those kind of things, and the 3D imaging, how can you deny that that's a life? I'm just curious. I mean, Illinois had a share of trouble with dollars a few years ago. All the stuff they had to go through with their budget, they had to raise taxes to do all kinds of other things, and this is just more budget money. Right? I mean, seriously. He says, and one fella who's against abortion said, look, regardless of your feelings about abortion, it's incredibly fiscally irresponsible to enact a law designed to spend millions of dollars that Illinois just doesn't have. That's part of what the lawsuit says. The state legislative process has steps, and they weren't followed correctly. Because it makes everybody feel good that they're not going to stamp on a woman's right to choose. It's okay not to give the baby a choice. 9 months. I'm beating that up for a reason. 9 months. Have you guys been around when a baby's born at 9 months? Have you been around when a baby's born a week or two premature? How can you honestly look yourself in the face, those of you who are for this, and say it's okay and it makes perfect sense and it's all right? How do you do that? Unreal. I think I can sneak this one in. Pelosi calls questions about her... Ready? This is great. This is just great. Pelosi says, if you question her leadership, it's sexist. That's right. Can't be because she's a moron. It has to be because it's sexist. Just like when we questioned Obama's ability. It had to be because we were racist, not because we didn't like the guy or didn't like the way he was doing something. Right? So what is it? Is it sexist when they question Ivanka? Or is that okay? Is it sexist when they make fun of Melania? Or is that okay? That's why I said to you, they don't want equality. It's all about control, nothing more than that. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi claimed in a recent interview that sexism is behind some of the calls for her to relinquish power. Wow, from her own party, her own people. Pelosi, who's faced opposition even inside her party, was asked in an interview with Rolling Stone whether she had ever been tempted to step away from her post. Pelosi responded by suggesting that there was a double standard at play. Yes, there is. Democrats always have had double standard. She thinks it's the men in leadership of the party that want her gone. Right? It's nothing but sexism. She said, Pelosi said in an interview, except it's like, really, has anyone asked, you know, what's in the name? This is her comments. What's in his name? Oh, you know what? We're out of time. I'd love to go through this, but I'm going to put it up on the website. You can grab it later at TheRealSide.com. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. I'm Joe Messina. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.